Minute 40 left to go. Here's Thompson down the other way. 43-35. Thompson, long pass. Burleson takes it. Gets it up top. Myers. Myers kicks it over. Thompson left open. Three-pointer. Got it! Trevor Thompson in a timeout. Okay. I don't know how many times I have buried these guys, but it's a five-point game. 43-38. Big hit by Thompson. A minute 27 left to go. Are you kidding? Good job by the Grantsburg Pirates. 43-38. I would certainly like to stay here a couple nights. You're listening to Classic Hits 105.7 WXCX. Welcome back. We are in Kohl Center, and we are in the midst of a comeback for Grantsburg. We're going to believe that. 43-38. Grantsburg has trailed all game long, save the opening tap. And they're looking, trying desperately to get back into this one. A minute 27 left to go in regulation. It is 43-38, a two-possession game. Does Grantsburg have to start fouling now?
I would think they're going to go for the steal first.
Of course, but, yeah, they'll go for the steal.
And I would hope that they would foul the big guy just as soon as he gets the ball. But unfortunately, he gets the ball right at the basket, so he might be
able to shoot it. It seems like they're trying to avoid passing it to the big guy. We'll see what they do. Grantsburg full court pressure. Blair Taylor to inbound. They get it into Kujak. Hank Kujak, good ball handler. He picks up his dribble. Pass across is good. It's complete, and they get across the timeline. Ball is loose, but it's going to be picked up by Blair Taylor. And now a ball loose again. Grantsburg has it. Here's Myers. Myers two on one to the rack. No good, but he's fouled. Oh, he's got to complete that play. Oh, my.
That would have been great. He's frustrated himself,
yes,
too.
Yes, he was fouled well before the shot. He had time to collect himself, and you could see him up here grimacing. Grantsburg gets the turnover, and that's the fifth foul on that kid, Isaiah Paulson, out of the game. Paulson, a 6'3 senior, out. Myers needs to make these two free throws to get it to a one-possession game. It's 43-38, minute 10 to go. A clean steal, just like you were calling for. Free throw by Myers. Good. Four-point game, 43-39, minute 10 left to go. Grantsburg just hanging in there, shooting poorly, but playing good defense. Second free throw. Good. Oh,
I had to help that in a little
you
bit.
You did. I heard you grunting. Inbounds play. Three-point lead for Blair Taylor. Met at half court. Fired across. Long pass. Lost the ball out of bounds off of Grantsburg. Stripped. Blair Taylor wants a foul. Stripped out of bounds. Grantsburg doing a good job not fouling there.
I don't think they will.
Here's the Blair Taylor getting it in. Under a minute to go. Passed up top. Blair Taylor not looking for a shot so much. Ball loose near half court. Picked up by Blair Taylor. Then now some contact ball. Picked up. Grantsburg has it. Two on one. Pass over Bjorn. Bjorn shot. No good. Blocked. Rebound goes out of bounds. Oh. Grantsburg ball. Wow. So that's the quickness and how fast Blair Taylor is. There's going to be a foul on the play, I guess.
Yes.
Foul on Grantsburg. Oh, I'm sorry. Foul on Grantsburg.
I was surprised that they didn't call a foul down here on Thompson's steal.
Yeah.
Before that, the Grantsburg player, I don't remember, I think it was Brent Myers, fell down intentionally. The kid fell over him.
Blair Taylor, it's the Kujak kid that you want at the line, 43%er. If he makes one, that's a two-possession game. First one is good. 44-40, Blair Taylor on top. Everybody on their feet for these two teams' fan bases. 44-40, 43.3 seconds left to go. Kujak, under 50% from the line for the year. Second free throw, no good. Rebound, it's going to go out of bounds off of Blair Taylor. So one of two, it's a four-point lead. 41.1 seconds to go. 44-40.
He'd be the one to follow if he ever touches the ball again.
Grantsburg inbounds, 40 seconds left. Here is Myers. Myers makes a move into the paint. Layup. Got it! 44-42. Grantsburg cuts it to two. Timeout, Grantsburg. We're going to take a quick one, too. 33 seconds. Don't you dare go anywhere. You're listening to Classic Hits 105.7 WXCX. Are you kidding? Is that a full? 30 seconds, please. This is unreal. Come on, boys.
For some reason,
they let him
Blair
go.
Taylor switched to a man-to-man. I couldn't spit it out fast enough because he was driving.
Yeah.
Instead, you know, they haven't been doing anything all night to get to the zone, and now he switched inexplicably.
Yes.
I don't know if I'll be able to spit that out.
I'll throw it to you right away. Can you see, is there
five seconds.
Thank you. Is there a quarter anything, like breakdown, like
points? I don't know if I can get it about it. Okay.
Grantsburg has cut the lead to two. It's 44-42. Blair Taylor on top. 33.4 seconds left to go in regulation. It was Brent Myers who just laid a ball into the hoop.
I'm trying to play with all these
stats.
That's
okay, but Grantsburg calls a timeout right after that, after Grantsburg cuts the lead to two. Blair Taylor had as much as a 13-point lead in this quarter, and Grantsburg has come back.
And the last play, for some reason, inexplicably, Blair Taylor switched to a man-to-man, and Brent went right through it like a hot knife through butter and got the bucket. So it's
here we
44-42.
44-42, 33.4 seconds left to go. Timeout called by Grantsburg is just about expired. Blair Taylor will inbound. Grantsburg with some full-court pressure. Ball inbounded. They get it to the freshman. Intercepted! Bjorn shot! Good! It's tied up! It's an interception, and it's good by Tom, by Bjorn, and a foul on Grantsburg.
That's okay.
44-44, 23.7 seconds left to go. Daniel Bjorn with great control, laid it up, and good! But Blair Taylor will go to the line to shoot two. That's 10 fouls on Grantsburg. Settle me down. I'm about to fall off this high perch we're at.
We have other radio stations here, and they're all laughing at us.
Free throw, no good. By Hank Kujak.
That's his second miss of the night, is all. He's 9 for 11. But he's tired, I think. He's done all the ball handling.
Tie game, second free throw.
Short.
Missed it! Grantsburg gets the rebound! 20 seconds left to go!
They're going
to
get the last shot.
Okay. Here's Myers.
Band it for me.
Myers at the free throw line, or at the three, the half court line, 12 seconds. Here's Thompson. Thompson gets it to Myers. 8 seconds. Myers, 7 seconds. Myers, free throw line, shot! No good! Rebound, Myers, shot! No good! Oh, that was so close! Off the front of the rim! We're going to overtime! Holy cow!
Two really good looks by Brett Myers.
Oh, my gosh. He's kicking himself now. That was so close. Oh, my goodness. But to have him come back and tie it up, 44-44, and to have that shot at the end, Grantsburg with all the momentum heading into fifth quarter here. Oh,
and,
my gosh.
Hank Kujak had only missed one free throw all night. Missed both, was badly missed both, and gave Grantsburg the chance, and boy, that would have been some comeback, wouldn't it?
It sure would have, just off the front of the rim.
So we got 4 minutes.
What a game. Holy cow. I can't believe this. This is awesome. 44-44, 4 minutes left to go, and we are watching a great game.
This is just typical. So many times we had buried Grantsburg.
Yeah.
And they just kept in there three-point shooting in the fourth quarter.
Yes.
Is the difference, because they finally started to make some. They're 7 for 24, which isn't really good, but it's 29%.
Much better than they were shooting 12%,
yes.
So much better in the second half. So they will tip it off to start this overtime period. It's 4 minutes. It's going to be a tap one by Blair Taylor without a doubt.
But he can't tap it backwards this time because Connor Myers is back there.
It's Bertelsen who will jump. And here we go. Overtime in the state semifinals. Ball up in the air. Kujak swats it and Grantsburg gets it. He swatted it. Grantsburg could have let it go out of bounds, but Connor Myers in there for Grantsburg picks it up. Here are the Pirates. They'll have a chance to get first blood here. Here's Connor. Gets it into Brent. Brent quickly. Thompson, three-point shot. In and out. Rebound goes to Kujak.
Onstead's not in the game. We're going really small.
Steal again. Steal. Saved. Oh. Almost saved. That was Connor Myers trying to steal the ball. Wow. Grantsburg with all the energy and momentum
Bjorn got out the big steal at the end that he missed.
That's right.
A big one, too.
Inbound. 84 feet away. Here's a steal. Grantsburg comes away with it. Bertelsen goes to the rack. Good! Grantsburg up by two. First lead of the game.
First lead of the night in overtime. Isn't that something?
How about that? Nowitzki blocking foul on Connor Myers just across the timeline. Wow. Three fouls on him, and the bonus carries over to the overtime.
We saw Nick Hulbert go to this lineup in the second half against Webster. Yeah. Webster, and that got him back in the game there, too. Huge deficit rebounding, though.
46-44, Grantsburg leads. Now they lead by one because Kujak was able to hit that one.
He did make that one.
How many does he have now?
10 for 13.
24 points total for Kujak out of the 45. Second free throw is short, long rebound, kicked around. Grantsburg gets it. Woo! So one of two for Kujak, and it's 46-45 Grantsburg. 3:16 left to go in our
Grantsburg
first overtime.
Has the lead. They don't have to attack the basket. Let's see if that brings Blair Taylor out of their zone.
Here's Myers. Myers on the right wing. Kicks it out to Thompson. Thompson near the half-court line.
They're holding it.
Here's Bjorn. Now Thompson. Now Bertelsen up to Thompson. They are just going to hold on to it. They are up by one.
Now Blair Taylor just switched man-to-man.
So they switch it to man-to-man. See what they do here. Grants are good against man-to-man. Here's Thompson. He'll hold it. Gets it over to Bjorn. Bjorn will hand it off to Thompson. Thompson will retreat back towards the timeline. Dribbling. Now goes to his left. And just wasting time here. Under 2.5 to go now. Here's Bjorn. Grantsburg taking their time. This is Myers. Myers gets by his defender. Loses the ball. It's picked from behind. But Grantsburg comes away with the loose ball. Wow, very fortunate. Another one of those picked from behind moves by Blair Taylor. But Grantsburg comes up with it. 2:19 left to go. Oh, boy. Here's Thompson in the corner near the timeline. He's standing on the W now at the circle. Now working on Soto. Kicks it off. Myers wants a three. No good. Rebound, Grantsburg. Bertelsen with a big board. Bjorn, Thompson. Boy, if Grantsburg could have just got that. And there's the foul. Soto's going to foul, and Grantsburg will go to line. And it's Trevor Thompson who came up huge against Colfax.
Yes. He's 4 for 4 tonight from the line. 13 points for him.
What a game we've got here. Grantsburg gets their first lead of the game in overtime. 46-45 now. They were up 46-44. Kujak made one, missed one. Thompson, first free throw, good. Big free throw, two-point lead now for the Pirates. Another big free throw. Obviously, any shot that goes through the rim
is big. These Grantsburg kids just don't quit. They just don't know when they're beat.
Clearly. Second free throw, good. Three-point lead for the Pirates. They're still full-court pressure, and that really worked for him in the second half, fourth quarter. Got him back in the game, nearly a foul in the backcourt. Here's Kujak under some pressure, kicks it up, Hardsma. Underneath Soto, shot, no good. Foul on the play, oh my. So Soto will go to the line to shoot two.
The freshman is going to shoot two in overtime. See if he's got ice in his veins.
Grantsburg with three players with four fouls. That's Trevor Thompson.
And he makes it.
Brent Myers.
And David Onstead.
David Onstead.
Onstead's not in the game.
48-46, as Dwayne said. Soto, the freshman. Pressure-packed situation. One of two, two of two. Wow, nice by the freshman. Hats off to him. That's a tough spot. The senior leader of this team has stunk down the... Yeah. To be honest, he was great. 8 of 8. And now he's 10 of 14.
They just took him out and put in 23. It's the first action.
Well, we saw him hurting. He was hurting in the fourth quarter, so maybe that's something to do with it. Grantsburg with the ball up by one. 48-47. And trying to take it away is Blair Taylor. Can't. Gets the ball to Myers. Myers shot. No good, and rebound goes to Howell. Now Blair Taylor with a chance. A lot of contact underneath. Could have gone either way. No call. Ball out outside, top of the key now to Kujak. It's the
Reggie
Kujak, not a threat to shoot.
There's
Here's Hank. 1:13 to go. Grantsburg leads by one. Jump stop traveling. It's got to be traveling. It is. He did not come down with both of his feet at the same time. That's a travel on the Kujak boy. And he's really melting down here in this fourth and overtime quarters. 48-47, Grantsburg with the lead and the ball 1:07 away from the end of the first overtime. Here is Thompson. He wants to drive. Gets in the lane. He is fouled. Hits the ground hard. He'll go to the line for two.
It's going to be a long minute for
it
you.
It sure is. I know. So have EMTs waiting, standing by. Call 911 now. Thompson will go to the line to shoot two. The senior, the guy Grantsburg wants on the line. Oh, missed the first missed one.
Grantsburg's first missed of the night. Still is for seven.
1 point lead for Grantsburg. Six for seven.
Six for seven tonight.
Still pretty good.
Four fouls, though.
Grantsburg leads 48-47. Second free throw for Thompson as Myers paces on the timeline. Good for Thompson. 2 point lead for Grantsburg. 1 minute, 1 second. Here's the inbounds. Blair Taylor. Ball knocked loose. Picked up by Grantsburg. It's Bjornason. Shot blocked. Bird blocked. Bjorn shot not good. Rebound. Grantsburg taking away the foul on Blair Taylor. What a block that time by Blair Taylor. Holy cow, that kid is good. He just blocked that up against the backboard. No chance for Grantsburg, but they go to line to try to make it a two-possession game. Sorry, Dwayne, you have something
to say? Brett Myers is going to be going to the line. He's 3 for 5 tonight with 15 points total. These are huge.
49-47 the score. Two shots coming up for the Pirates. First one is no good.
Hard.
Okay, that's all right.
His whole team is out there patting him. He's got one left. That was a huge block.
Yes, it was. That would have been an easy basket, almost easy basket. Second free throw adjustment, not short. Made short. 0 for 2 for Myers. 49-47, and now a timeout, Blair Taylor. Oh, two big misses from the line, and you can just see Brent Myers holding his head in frustration. Nobody more frustrated than him, but Grantsburg still with the lead, 49-47. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to the Classic Hits 105.7 WXCX.
How much do you need?
30 seconds, please.
Okay.
Oh, come on, boys. Come on.
I'm still shocked that we're in overtime. I mean, I thought
that
should be done.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. If he needs mouth-to-mouth, I'm going to be doing this alone.
Just let me die. Yeah. Nobody touch
5 seconds.
Thank you. Okay, 49-47. Grantsburg with the 2 point lead. 46.2 seconds left to go. And Dwayne Wissey has already said that he would not give me mouth to mouth if I pass out, so I will try to keep it.
I will be doing play by play, folks.
Yeah, good. The show must go on. 46.2 seconds left to go. Blair Taylor to inbound.
Half court trap, the way it looks for Grantsburg, is going to continue to put pressure on. They've got Trevor Thompson in the back of the press because he's got four fouls. Mm-hmm. But then so does Brent Myers, and he's at the half-court line. The Meyer boys are at the half-court line. The pressure is coming up front from Bjorn.
Double-teamed. They get it away, up ahead, across the timeline. Pass, good. Ardsma shot, blocked from behind. Rebound, Grantsburg. It got to the rim. Grantsburg gets the rebound. Tough pass. It goes to Thompson, and he is fouled. 29.4 seconds left to go.
This is a good spot for me to talk about Trevor's step-grandfather.
Okay.
Panic. From Frederick, who is the point guard as a freshman on Frederick State Tournament team in 1964. How about that?
Wow, that is really
so. There's some good bloodlines here. Except
free throw, good.
3 point blood.
Yes, 3 points. A 3 point lead now for Grantsburg, 50-47. One more. This is a big one, wouldn't you say, Coach?
This is huge. Yes,
this is a big one.
This will make it a two possession game with 29 seconds left.
50-47, Grantsburg leads. They had 19 points after three quarters. Free throw, good. Free throw, good. Grantsburg, don't foul here. Here comes Kujak. They want a quick shot. Shot up. No good. Grantsburg rebounds.
Bjorn.
Here is Myers. He gets it to Thompson. Thompson fouled.
This is looking good. Is this going to happen?
51-47. And Grantsburg goes to the line.
Is this really going to happen?
18.8 seconds left to go. I've been telling you this entire second half, Dwayne. Just don't give up hope on these boys.
Oh, yeah. Okay,
that's
Bob.
Exactly what I've been saying.
Yeah. Okay, Bob.
All right, yeah.
I'm just a color guy. I agree. This is something.
That is Kujak's fifth foul. He is fouled out of the game. Heck of a game. Heck of a player. Grantsburg. This game is not over, people. 18.8 seconds left to go. Two free throws coming up. Grantsburg leads by four. Now they lead by five. Trevor Thompson at the line sinks it. 52-47.
How big was their lead?
Blair Taylor had a 13-point lead. Yeah. 2 for 2, Trevor Thompson from the line, and we were complaining about their free throw shooting all game. They have come up big in the fourth quarter. Here's Kujak. Kujak, three-pointer. No good. Rebound. Grantsburg Thompson, and he's fouled. 8.2 seconds left to go. He makes one free throw.
I think it's done.
He makes one free throw. It's a three-possession game. The crowd on hand for Grantsburg going wild. Taylor just can't believe what's just happened. Unbelievable here. Thompson to go to the line. He needs one of two. 8.2 seconds left to go. So sum this one up, Coach.
14 out of 25 now from the line.
Wow.
And that's the difference. Is the 3 points got him back in the turnovers. Here's a shot.
Free throw.
Good.
He got it. Oh, I'm glad I didn't cancel any. Never mind. Let's not talk about that yet.
But the difference is that the turnover stat is completely switched. Now Blair Taylor has 20 turnovers. Grantsburg still only has 16, and they had 13 after their first three possessions this half.
Wow. Wow. Second free throw, no good. Rebound, Blair Taylor, 7, 6, 5, 4, shot, good, 1, buzzer. We'll see you on Saturday. Are you kidding me? 54-49, Grantsburg comes back. They're playing in the championship game on Saturday.
Again.